Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The right fielder, Faith Roneberry. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting seventh. The catcher, Del Wilbur. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sid Hudson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Sid Hudson. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. And now, play ball. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio takes first base on ball four. Faith Roneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roneberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Roneberry. The throw from Hegan and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell strikes out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett strikes out. Two outs. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon strikes out. One out. Sid Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. DiMaggio strikes out. Two outs. Faye Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Thronberry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive towards third. Kell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops it up and throws to first, with Hudson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kell moves to second. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-1 in the game. Evers bunts towards first. Easter scoops it up and throws to first, with Avila covering, for the out. Kell moves to third. Goodman moves to second. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Gurnett is walked intentionally. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilbur hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilbur for the out. Kell scores. Goodman moves to third. Gurnett moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lapon hits a pop-up towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett fields the ball and throws to Hudson covering. Safe. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen hits a fly ball towards center. DiMaggio catches it and throws to first to double up Doby. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sid Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hudson hits a pop-up towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, DiMaggio takes first base on ball 4. Faye Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 0 for 2 in the game. Thronberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. DiMaggio moves to third. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 1 in the game. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 1 in the game. Easter hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wilbur settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Thronberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 1 in the game. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gurnett strikes out. Two outs. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Wilbur hits a line drive into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 2 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mitchell moves to third. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Doby for the out. Avila moves to second. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Lipon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lipon strikes out. One out. Sid Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hudson hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. DiMaggio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Faith Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes DiMaggio. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Boone applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-2 in the game. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hudson. Simpson moves to second. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Easter is walked intentionally. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-2 in the game. Boone bunts towards first. Gurnett scoops it up and throws to first, with Goodman covering, for the out. Simpson moves to third. Easter moves to second. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan is walked intentionally. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman fields it and throws to home to get Simpson. Easter moves to third. Hegan moves to second. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Easter scores. Hegan scores. Wynn moves to third. It's 3-1, Indians. Barney McCoskey pinch runs for Dale Mitchell. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wynn scores. McCoskey moves to second. It's 4-1, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Doby hits a fly ball into right field. Thronberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Barney McCoskey now playing left field. Faith Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thronberry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thronberry moves to third. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-2 in the game. Evers strikes out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gurnett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-3 in the game. Rosen hits a pop-up towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Simpson hits a fly ball into right field. Thornberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wilbur hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McCuskey. Wilbur reaches second base with a double. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0 for 3 in the game. Lepon bunts in front of the plate. Hegan fields it and throws to first for the out. Wilbur moves to third. One out. Willard Nixon pinch hits for Sid Hudson. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon strikes out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. DiMaggio strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.